Ed, it's on. If you don't want him to hear you.
Welcome to Zoom. Enter your meeting ID.
Just in case.
Enter your participant ID followed by pound. Otherwise, just press pound. You are in the meeting now. There are three participants in the meeting. You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star 6. You are unmuted.
We're ready to go, but Richard, if you're still in there, is there a way to project what's showing up on the Zoom screen onto the monitors in the council chambers? So I think we should go forward because I might have to leave at 9:15.
Okay. All right. Well, let's open up. All right. So we are going to call the Thursday, July the 21st, 2022 meeting of the Public Arts Committee together. And we have exciting things on our agenda that we are going to be addressing this morning and everything. And thank you all, committee members and guests, for being here. We're going to have a slight difference with the agenda. As soon as our technology gets working so that we can have Joe from the Florence Public Art Committee visit with us. But we're still working on that. So just let me know, Richard and Peggy, when I need to switch somewhere else.
You can go ahead.
Yeah, just keep going.
Okay, so we're going to, first up on our agenda is the approval of minutes of May 12th. And these were all in your packet and anything. Are there any additions, corrections to the minutes? I have a couple, but I know Peggy is very involved technologically, so I can give those to her that they involve typing and spelling of things, very simple things.
Do that later.
Right, and I'll do that later. But anything else on the minutes? Okay, may I have a motion for approval?
I move that we approve the minutes.
Okay, second?
Second.
Okay, we have a first and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, great. So we have the approval of our minutes. So we have an update on the News Time building mural, and Jeremy Burke, the publisher of the News Times, is in the audience. And Jeremy, are you ready to come forward and visit? Peggy, does he use one of these microphones here?
He does, and also just for your information, a photograph of it of the mural,
yes,
partially finished is in your packet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Got it.
Exciting. So, Jeremy, what's going on? Give us an update.
In general, it's going well. He's about 75% finished, I would think. You never know with these things, so it's kind of a hit and miss. And we also added on to our building and did a mural in the entryway with an artist out of Toledo named Veta.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. So, right, a mural in the entryway, and I know Veta, and she really does colorful, exciting things, doesn't she?
She does. It's really unique. And, you know, if you haven't seen our building and seen the mural, it's quite large. So when you can, it's very visible to the highway and has good exposure. And so when we do finish this off, it will be one of our projects will be to just make sure that we have that way clear so people could see it when they drive by really easily. So that we won't park there and in the after hours and things like that. So we're really going to make it accessible to the public at any hour.
Are there any plans for outdoor lighting?
Yes, I am going to plan to light it. I just got to figure that out. I'm just trying to see how far he's going to go with it under the garage door opening and kind of that, if you're looking at it, that far right side. I just wanted to see how far he's going to go before I start planning lighting, things like that.
Right, right. Anyone on the committee, questions or yes?
We're not pushing the button.
Yeah. Okay, Bill.
I live a few blocks away, and I go by it on my morning walks, and it's really beautiful. I mean, it really knocks you out when you see it, especially when you don't expect it.
Thank you. Yeah.
Francis?
Do you plan on having a dedication ceremony or anything like that?
I do. So in conjunction with our visitor center / gallery space in the News Times and the Veda mural and this mural, we, depending on when it's done, we will plan some sort of an event. I just got to figure out timing, when we're going to do it, how it's going to be. I wanted to really do it in July or August, but I might push it to September just because, you know, a lot of people's schedules open up a little bit then. So, you know, they're not on vacation, things like that. So.
So, yes, Peggy.
Well, I was just going to mention that if you would want to participate, if the committee would want to participate in planning and, you know, funding a portion of a dedication, we could do that since we funded part of the mural.
Yes.
We're getting practiced at it.
I would enjoy that.
That's an excellent idea, Peggy, because, part of the mural is made possible by the Public Art Committee, and we'd be glad to work with you and help with it. So, you know, when you're starting to think about it, reach out to us, or do you want us to knock on your door?
No, I'd be happy to come back and present something and what our plans are, things like that. I think that's a really good idea on the next meeting. I do have a off-branded question for this, though. How do people know about, is there information out there about the public art and what you're doing, and not just what you're doing is like a self-guided tour or things like that?
Well, what's the status of that, Peggy, on the city's website? It's something that we are working on, but...
Many of the murals are on the city's website, but, you know, it's our website. I mean, I kind of found them. And so, you know, what we're interested in doing is something more robust, potentially with QR codes on some of the murals or a brochure with many of the murals in town and a QR code to access the information for each of those murals. But we haven't really made it there yet. So...
How do we help make that happen?
Well,
excellent question. Offering any kind of help?
Yeah.
Jeremy? Okay, yes.
We've been talking about this quite a bit, actually. And if nobody objects, I'd like to be the liaison between Jeremy and the Public Arts Committee and maybe see what he can do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or, good idea.
You know, the main thing is we need a base website. So everything can point through the QR codes to that website. And the pictures can be added, changed, updated.
Yeah, and I think having that base website separate from the city might create more different kind of traffic too. And yes. We're happy to help. And maybe we share the cost or something like that. I mean, it's not going to be a lot, but maybe we can figure something out just for time's sake.
I volunteered to do photographs of it so we can adapt the photographs however we need to for the website.
Yeah, we both could tag team on the photographs too.
Yeah.
It'd
be fun.
I think that's a great idea. I mean, I don't know if...
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you
for that. And, you know, for us, from the staff perspective, we're stretched pretty thin and we're in a training mode with my successor. And so he's got a lot on his plate right now, so that would be amazing, Bill, if you could work with Jeremy Yes. If you're spending a lot of money, you need to let us know in advance before you spend it.
Well, I think what I could do is, what? How this is every month you guys meet?
Yes, our next meeting is August 18, 8:30.
So what I can do is kind of come up with a proposal by the 18th.
Okay.
And then kind of wrap it all into a nice pretty bow and see what we can do. And it could be as easy as, it could also include some stories on some of the murals, you know, especially because we have, you know, a newspaper and I have a magazine that's one of the largest, it is the largest magazine now on the coast. So it could be very beneficial to have some of this out there. And plus it's in Newport and I think it's interesting.
Thank you very much. This is just outstanding. Because
just what we needed.
Okay. So just so you know, I'll put this on the agenda, but Eric will be here on August 18th, and I will be in Denver.
Okay.
So I'm sorry to miss this, and maybe I can zoom in since it'll be early in the morning, and I'll be available. So
okay. Concerning Casey's mural and so on, any other comments or questions about it? This has been a big undertaking. You've got a lot of space there.
It has been a big undertaking, just keeping that back area free of debris and, you know, cleaning up some of the, you know, we expanded our operations into a visitor center and gallery, and then we also put a new press in, so we had equipment that we had to get rid of. And, you know, when you try to remove a press that's been there for 60 years, then put a new one in, it creates a lot of debris. So,
yep. Okay. Good. So we'll just stay in touch on when it's done. You said Casey was about 75% done with it, and of course your Veda's working on the other mural. Anything else you want to share with us at the moment? Or
I don't think so, unless you guys, anybody has any more questions about what we're doing or what it means. And if you haven't been to the Cove or the gallery space that we have, it's about 600 square feet, and there's 25 artists and about 280 pieces of art in there.
And that changes ever so often. I go in periodically to look and see what's there. Oh. Really appreciate your support of the arts. I think that's really important that the newspaper and you as publisher and so on, that you support the arts in this community.
Thank you.
And thank you. Yeah.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Okay.
Thanks, Jeremy.
More later on that, and we'll be back with your proposal in August. Okay, good. Have a good day. We're going to move on the agenda because we have Florence people on a call. And Cynthia, would you like to kind of tee up who these people are? And
oh, yes, I would be happy to do that. Welcome to, is it Joe Boudreaux and Maggie Bagon?
Yes.
We cannot see you, but I think you can see us. Is that right?
I can see you.
Yes, I can see you.
Okay.
Maggie has not been able to join us today, so I'm here to help provide some information for you.
Okay.
And thank you so much for having me today. I really am excited to share the information and knowledge that Florence has to help you.
Right. Well, thank you for doing this. So,
yeah, I mean, like I said, I was really, really impressed with the program you have started in Florence. We would like to model ours on yours, perhaps, and most likely. So can you tell us how your idea seed got started and how it's going for you?
Yes. Backtracking a little bit to your previous conversation with Jeremy, our local newspaper, the Sayous Law News, which is a sister paper, has also been very supportive of our public arts here. And so I would encourage you to continue that relationship because that has really made our Art Exposed and our other programs a success. That I would really encourage you to foster that relationship. At one point, we were doing monthly articles submitted to the paper, and we even had an art passport as well. So I would encourage you to do that, and that is one of the biggest things that has been able to keep our program successful. So I wanted to add that in there on the conversation.
Could you explain what your art passport is?
It is similar to other communities where the front part of it had information about our local public art and our local eateries and theater items that were arts related, because we do consider our culinary an art here. And so it included information both for our locals and for our tourists that come visit. And if you went to 8 out of 12 participating, don't quote me on those numbers, participating locations that had little advertisements in there, you had a little sticker you got on the back, and then it got entered into a raffle. Right. And then each of the participating businesses had something that went into that raffle. And of course you can modify the program in any other way. I'm happy to send you a link to some of those passports. I am trying to get our newspaper again and our public art committee to commit to doing it again, because it was such a successful program.
Right, and I've seen your art passport, either a trifold or a fourfold, and you're listing restaurants.
Oh, it was a little...
As well as a map?
It was a 12-page or 16-page little book.
Okay, then I saw something else.
It was the size of a literal passport, yeah.
Okay.
I can send you some links.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And so, and then going back on to track, about Art Exposed, the birth of it came during brainstorming when the City of Florence Public Art Committee was convened. There was about 10 of us that were making the policy, because our city was a little bit behind on our public arts track. And so with that, we were able to have the opportunity to develop programs that went with the entire committee in the arts here. And we modeled it after other communities similar to our size and that were rural, as well as urban, that had a rotating art gallery. Lake Oswego is one of the biggest inspirations that we had.
Yep.
They have a larger budget.
Definitely.
So they were able to kind of do a little bit more than what we were able to do, but we... modeled heavily off of them, where outdoors for, like we do, a two-year rotation. And then we swap out the art, and it gives the artist an opportunity for exposure. They get a stipend, because it is important to pay our artists and to recognize that in their work. And the artist, if the art gets sold, they get, I think it is 35% or 30% of the price. And then, no, excuse me, the city gets 35% and the artist gets the rest. I'm sorry, I got that switched around in my head.
So you say 35% goes to the city and the remainder to the artist?
Correct. So up front in the call, we let the artist know that they'll receive a portion of the funding, and then that percentage gets put back into the Art Exposed program to keep it going.
May I just add something here? There was a link in your packet to look at how this program works, just mm-hmm. what the figures are for the artists, their RFPs, what the commissions are. It's all in a link.
And I'm hoping that that is the most recent link, the 2022 call. We just completed that on July 15th. So that is the most recent call, which did include some changes that we have learned along the way. So it's important to know that you'll need to have an open mind and be a little bit flexible and understanding as the process goes. For example, at the beginning of our Art Exposed project, one of them, an issue that came up is that we were accepting art that was not yet completed 100%, as long as the artist included final renderings. And we had chosen a piece which we really liked, and it was additionally bonus points a local artist because we wanted to support that. The piece ended up not looking like its final rendering, and the artist, even though they knew it was going to be an outdoor coastal weather piece, did not use materials that would last, even though she disclosed that she did. And so, unfortunately, that piece disintegrated during a storm. And so the piece had to be removed, and that was unfortunate. But luckily, the city had been able to purchase a previous artist's work and replace it with that particular piece. So that was an unfortunate thing. So this next call in 22, we had required pieces that were actually complete.
Right. So, Joe, you mentioned a link or something to your...
Excuse me, I had mentioned it. It was in our June packet. It's not in this month's packet.
Okay.
That link to their RFP, but you can also find it through their Arts Commission.
Okay, thank you for that also. Clarification.
It's available. Yeah, sorry, we missed putting it on this month since we thought we might be doing it the previous month.
No worries, and I'm also happy to send you any of my planning documents, as well as our rubric on judging. And I would also encourage you, if you have the time, to attend our July 25th meeting at 4 p.m. We will be going through the applications, and then you can see how the presentation will be presented to the committee. Our public art committee has really been thinking ahead and making sure that our community is involved because art can be a touchy subject. So when we do make decisions, which will be in our August meeting, we have those at a 5:30 meeting to best accommodate people's work schedules to be able to come and provide public comment. So our normal meetings are as best as we can fit into our committee member schedules, but then for actual decision making, we make it an extra effort to have it more publicly accessible. And I can send you that time and information and video links to that. And I'm happy to send you my slide deck as well.
Thank you. Okay. That'd be very informative.
Yeah.
I believe it's very important to be able to share information to help each other out. So I am more than happy to help with providing additional information and administrative advice as well.
Well, and this whole sharing thing, of course, is really helpful because way back when Florence was getting started or thinking of a public art committee, they actually approached us, Harlan Springer, for example. And, you know, for what were our documents and how were we doing things? And, you know, it's just, it's great to share. Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
I have a question from the city's standpoint. Did you have to make any changes or resolutions to ordinances for this?
So for this particular program, our ideal dream is to be able to also have public-private partnerships along the way, similar to it sounded like with your mural that you had with Jeremy. Right now, the scope of the project has really, at least for Art Exposed, has really been narrowed down to just public city-owned property because we didn't want to have some sort of agreement and jump through some extra hoops with lawyers with another property owner.
Right.
So we've made it so all of the art is on public property, which allows us to also kind of have a choice. We do work with our public, of course, with the city itself and heavily with our public works here in town who help us guide where we should actually put the piece. We kind of pick a spot and then have them ultimately say, this is the best spot that we can build a plinth on to help the program move forward. And this year, we're really excited. We've been able to expand the program to 3 additional spots, to 8 total. Originally, it was 5.
Very good. A growing. Peggy has a question for you.
So it's not actually a question. What I was going to say is if you could email me your information, then we'll put it in the next packet. I work with Eric to make that happen. And also to let you know that a couple times when we have dealt with private property owners, we've entered into an art easement for that property. So we have some examples of that that we're happy to share with you that have already been vetted by our attorneys.
Ooh, I would absolutely adore that. Oh, wow. That would help tremendously.
So make sure you get it.
Thank you. Thank you. And then one thing, too, I wanted to touch on as well is that in our calls and as well as our program guidelines is that, for example, when the first year we did this program, we had a location that we picked. It was had a lot of foot traffic. It was a really great location, but the committee could not agree on a piece to go there because the pieces that we had didn't fit. Like literally and figuratively, it just was not a good placement. And so it was okay with our group to not actually select a piece for that location because it didn't feel right. And so I wanted to make sure that you know, at least when you're planning your program, if something doesn't look right or it's not the right piece of art for that location, it's okay not to select something for it. And so what we did is we made, and also for like if there's a piece that's rotating and there's an empty plinth, we have made signs, which I'm happy to provide the template for, that says make your own art, be your own statue. Learn more, art coming soon at hashtag whatever you want, which is kind of a neat opportunity to have some engagement with the public as well.
So overall, how has the public responded to these rotating pieces of art?
Luckily, this program has been widely successful with multiple types of people and opinions. And of course, as you know, probably that, you know, there's varying opinions on art, but it's always a good conversation. And so it continues the conversation about art and the importance of it and the economic value of it. And so if I come across somebody who does not like the piece, I try my best to have a good conversation with them. And most of the time afterwards, after talking about the program, referring to the website, people are pretty wowed at how much effort and energy and thoughtfulness went into the program and the selection of the pieces. Of course, as you know, working in public is, you know, there's haters out there and trolls, and that's just a part of how that works. But doing your due diligence and being as open as possible with the public and trying your best to include them is important. And so luckily this program has a wide success. And that's also why I mentioned earlier, your relationship with your local paper and media outlets is so important, because when we go to place these objects, we will do a press release or some sort, try and get an interview about, hey, this is coming, and be aware of it. And then when it's being installed, we try and have the paper come and do a big front page story about it. And then throughout the 2 years that the art is up, we always mention it in our press releases about any of our public art stuff that goes on, just to make sure that we're a broken record so the public always knows.
Right. So then you haven't experienced any negative editorials in the Siouxsie Law News about some piece of art in this art exposed that you've had. That's speaks well for the community.
I have not, and I don't remember seeing any letters to the editor. Most of the city of Florence's public art issues had been with a small group of people who didn't like one of our murals, and it was a personal attack towards another counselor.
Yep.
And so that was an unfortunate issue that happened here locally. But the more that we talk about and continue to keep the public engaged, we have really good approval. And even with that hiccup that we had, that was a personal vendetta, and you can read about that in our local paper, that I've had people come around and be like, oh, wow, that was a knee-jerk reaction. I'm really glad I learned more about this mural, and actually I really love it. So there has been a big turnaround in public opinion, especially about that particular mural and about our local arts. So I don't feel that being bold with your art choices is going to be a problem as long as you continue to be upfront about your decision-making and why you made it. And it's important to be bold because also a lot of rural communities don't necessarily, and children don't have access to various types of art. And so this is a really great way to showcase local, regional, national artists, international too, to people who would not be able to go to a museum or experience an art piece that would be a little bit more wow. In a different community.
Right. Cynthia, you've got a question.
Yeah. I'd like to know what your response has been to your art calls and how far away have you received art proposals?
So when we were developing these programs, I really made it a point that we should do our calls through callforentry.org. It is a nonprofit art group in Colorado that is well known nationally for all various types of calls. And so it makes the administration of a call easy. You already get some pretty much automatic exposure through that group. It is a little bit of money to be able to have your call hosted and done through there. Of course, you will need to do your own advertisements locally. We did press releases, we did posters, we did flyers, and radio interviews to get local artists to participate. And we did like press releases to our county arts organizations and some state. And so you do need to do some legwork with that. And I would encourage you to do that, and I can send you more information on that. But having them admin the call and have it be submitted through them has been a lifesaver because you do get some additional call blanket to a wide variety of professional artists.
Uh-huh.
Now,
Peggy, do you know this callforentry.org?
Yes, and we've actually...
Oh, cool.
We've actually used them.
All right, that's okay. That's a good.
I use it too to search for things, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
From an artist's point of view.
Well, just learn something all the time, and it's only 10 after 9 in the morning. This is great. Now you had some other part of your question too about. How many people would respond or something?
Yeah. How many artists have responded on
so
the average?
Sometimes we have artists that apply multiple times for different locations and multiple pieces. So it's really hard to quantify that. I think for this last call, we got about 20 artists and 20 pieces, which is okay. I think the last time we only had 16. And then the time before that, we had a little bit more, but we still are a pretty young program. So also keeping a list, we try to do our best to keep a list of people that we can directly send, hey, this time of year, we're going to be doing this call. Please submit via this channel. So we've gotten a variety of people. We've even gotten people from Canada to apply, which is really cool, some international. But mostly it's the state of Oregon artists, which is kind of neat too.
Okay.
To help support our local statewide artists.
I noticed that for each specific site where you would like to place a sculpture, you let the artist know what's around it so that they can really design and plan for what they want to enter. That was a good point.
We wanted to make sure that the artist had kind of a choice of where they thought their piece would work the best. We do include in the call that it may not actually be placed where they recommend, because also, you know, they may not physically have seen the location and we have. And so one thing that we do to help guide the committee, so within our guidelines, if the application number is under 35, the whole committee reviews it. Otherwise, the subcommittee reviews it and whittles it down to the top applicants, and then it goes from there. So since it's only like 16, 20 applicants, the whole committee will be reviewing it. And so we will be providing, the subcommittee, it will be providing a list of recommendations for the locations while also considering where the artist wanted their piece.
So I know something that's on the mind of all of us here as a committee, and probably for you too, and that is the durability of the art that you select. You say it's up for 2 years in rotation, and you know, with our weather so extremely caustic, yes, here on the coast, what sort of methodology do you have about that? Or
so in our call, we do mention that it will be outdoors in coastal weather with wind, rain, salt. And so it's really up to the artist to really know that if their piece will be viable during that. And most professional artists will be aware of that. And so it is important to explain that. We also include a question in the call about the maintenance of the piece. And so that some of that information could be answered there. For right now, one of the things that I'm doing is I'm going through all the applications and I'm making a presentation to our group. And as I go through, if I see a piece that I know that our committee members and myself have a question about the durability, the shape, the size, questions that might pop up that might affect our selection, I try to write them. I'm in the middle of writing those people an email, which the city will send out, not me.
Uh-huh.
The city will send out to the artist to get those questions answered so that by the time either Monday when we have our meeting, which I probably won't be able to get all done. So realistically, working with government works slow, and that's okay. So hopefully I'll have those answers by our selection meeting time.
Okay, so there is this process, and you try to really emphasize about the weather. Frances, a question.
If some of these artists are from afar, what about shipping and getting
them? So we ask that the artist provide the shipping or delivery of the piece. We have a beautiful piece here by M. Duffy, which is a beautiful heart piece. He had his art crated over here, and we've had Public Works hold on to the crate so that it's already prepaid shipping back to him, shipping/freight. Our Public Works department will remove the piece, put it back in the box that it came in, and then the shipping company will come pick it up from our Public Works location.
Okay.
We did have We have an artist with two pieces here right now that is from almost up towards Canada, in Washington, in Vancouver Island, I think he's from. He'll be, I think he's driving down to pick up his pieces. He drove and delivered his.
Okay, Joe, just one moment. Our city recorder has to leave, but she's got a question or comment. Peggy?
Well, I am very sorry to interrupt, and I'm very sorry that I have to leave, but I wanted to just quickly update you on the Eckstein sculptures. We have a proposal. Mm-hmm. We've signed a proposal, and we paid a deposit, so he's going to do that work in September. That's one thing. I suggest that the high school mascot discussion be bumped to the next meeting.
Yes.
And then, Sherry's going to be here, and she doesn't know every single person on the committee. So she'll be taking notes. But if you talk about this request for proposal, I just wanted to, and I hope you do.
Yes.
I wanted to tell you one thing that's interesting and just happened. I just got a bill from Teresa Kowalski, and she had made the new glass pieces for the ambassador. She made them last fall, but we just got the bill, so we didn't know this.
Uh-oh.
And I'm paying that bill. It's only $600. But my thought is that we should incorporate those new glass pieces into the sculpture. So that's just an FYI.
Yeah, absolutely. I would.
Good. Yeah.
So I will. Yeah, I will work with Eric on this next meeting, and we'll update the RFP, and I'll zoom in from Denver.
Okay.
Thanks, Peggy.
Thank you so much, Peggy, on that. Sorry to interrupt that, Joe, but Peggy needed to go.
Oh, no worries. No worries.
You're giving us so much good information, and I know we'll probably have lots of questions as things go on. I want to see if some of the other committee members have some questions for you, whether it's Mary or Francis or Bill.
Okay, my next question. What is the approximate cost to put in the concrete pad and the site prep?
So we have been very fortunate to have a really good relationship with our public works director, and that has been below, I think, market costs for the most part. For instead of having a contractor come in and do it, originally the plinths were about $1,500 to $2,000 a piece.
You say $1,500 to $2,000 for the plinth.
Okay. Correct. And that's something that, the idea is to not have to make a plinth every time we did this program. So the art gets put onto a 36-inch steel plate that gets bolted down to those plinths. And that's why in the call we do include that the art be able to attach to these plates. And in the call, there should be a diagram of that. However, with the cost of concrete and materials, I think it went up to like $4,000. But don't quote me on that, please. Significantly go higher, which is unfortunate, but luckily our plinths that we had made before our this price hike in materials had already been installed. So I'm not sure what the current costs are going to be for this year's, because they have not been put in yet. But I do believe one of the last updates that we got was that it significantly went up. But I do think that it is still going to be beneficial and pay off later in the long run. So even though it has been a significant jump, it shouldn't deter you.
Yeah. So it's something that can be reused over and over and specified. Yeah. So it's kind of infrastructure investment. Kind of.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so we wanted to make it so it had a low impact budget-wise. And so that it can, the program could continue and not have to redo things every 2 years. And so that's really why we took the time to develop with Public Works the plinth solution.
Okay, that sounds wise. And so it was your Public Works that then also created this concrete pad. And then usually a plinth has height. How high are yours?
You can see they're very high.
I mean, I don't see it here in the
it's right there.
Deer and the baby. Is there a plinth?
Yep.
Yep. So it's sitting on top of it, and it kind of blends in to the environment as best as possible. So some of them, the plinths, for example, we have a plinth that's about at ground level at one of our locations at the River Roasters, because it's a low piece, and the height requirement for that location is low because we know that that is a tourist destination that looks at our bridge. And so we did not want to have a huge 10-foot piece there that was sat up a foot and a half because we wanted to make sure that the piece kind of was nestled into the area.
Right, now the deer, I see,
And then we have an interpretive center rain garden piece, and that piece is about a foot and a half, 2 feet up in that area, just to make sure that the piece is raised up out of that low ground area. But that piece is allowed to accommodate, I believe, up to 10-foot piece of art. And then we have another plinth that is about at ground level again on the east side of the interpretive center. And then over on in the Maple Street Park, that was one of the locations that we did not put a piece the first year. Because the work that was submitted didn't fit that location. And so that one is just kind of bolted to the ground. There isn't really a high plinth there. So the biggest kind of plinth that we have right now is where the deer is at, nursing doe.
Okay. Hey, Catherine?
Thank you for that clarification of different heights and sizes, so that really, really, that plinth really determines, strictures to the type of art,
yes,
and its size that can be in XYZ place. Thank you. I've got that. Some other comments or questions, Catherine, for Joe?
Catherine, can you hear me?
Yes, Scott, hello? Go ahead.
Yes, I have been shouting for the last 10 minutes. So I have a simple question. We have this topic about rotating art pieces through various groups and various other art committees. So kind of two parts to that for Joe. Number one, do you think that your format for the plinth is generic enough that if we set a standard and we kind of worked with other communities and said, let's make a common sized attachment strategy, and then we can take the same pieces and move them around county to county, location to location to location. Do you think your design would work in that strategy? Strategy makes sense at all?
Yeah, I really love the cross-pollination between other communities and regions. I think that is really powerful, and that would add a lot to the exposure to the coast, especially if you did it along the coast, because I know that you have one of our sea lions from one of our past projects,
right,
and that did have a similar base. I think that would be spectacular. I would refer, I think that our plinth mode and how the art is supposed to be attachable to these plates could be a strong base. I would want to include our Public Works people, because I am not a contractor or construction person, and so they would be able to best kind of answer that question. But I do think that it would be a really good standard, And then I would, sorry, there's somebody texting me and it's popping into my phone. But,
and we realize you have a meeting you have to get to pretty soon.
So I think that that would be a really cool thing in an intergovernmental agreement and maybe a larger call for art to have maybe a place in Newport and in maybe Lincoln City, all the way up the coast to down to Florence, down to Bandon. And Coos Bay would be absolutely spectacular because there is a an art trail.
Yes.
I think OCFA is doing.
Yeah.
I haven't heard an update on that in a little while, but that would be absolutely spectacular, and I would definitely support that. Yeah, I definitely would support that, and I think it would be a good idea to have a universal kind of base for that. As far as exchanging art, we definitely would have to be involved with the artists with that, I think. And there would be some additional costs on the movement of that if it were to rotate between communities. But I don't think it's a bad idea and it would be worth a conversation.
Okay. Great. Thanks for that. Those questions, Scott. We think we heard most of it. I know Joe has to get to a another meeting pretty soon. Anything else at this point that we want to ask her? You know, I'm sure that there'll still be lots and lots of questions, but we really, really appreciate some of your time here to, you know, start us thinking of these things.
You had said your next meeting is the 26th of July at 4 p.m., and if any of us could go?
Yes, the 25th, Monday at 4 p.m., as far as I know, and far as I'm, this will be our first in-person meeting, which is going to be really fun. There is a link for it to be broadcast. You do need to sign up for it to be able to get that link for the live meeting. And so I would encourage you to participate in that. And if you can't make it, that's okay, because the meetings are recorded and we can send you a link to that. And I also want to just add on that we do, for this particular meeting, what we're doing is presenting the art. Continuing the broken record is that we're going to be talking about what is public art, what is the City of Florence's public art role, and history again about the program, because you always have people coming in and out new. So it is always important to be a broken record and repeat some of those things. And then we have a press release that's going out inviting people to attend that meeting. And at that meeting, it's just presentations of the art that was submitted. So there won't really be any discussion. We will ask the committee to be able to ask us questions, to be able to ask the artists, so that when we do convene in August to make our selection, that we'll have those answers to the questions. The public will have a month or about a month to see the work and provide any public comments.
Excellent, yeah. You've got a good step-by-step process going there. Any other comments or questions? And well, I know we'll be back in touch, Joe. Thank you so much. Have a good day, and thank you, Cynthia, for
thank you, Joe,
bringing this up. Yeah. And, okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And again, let me know if you have any questions. I'm more than happy to help, as well as provide documents. Most of my stuff is on a Google Drive. And I'm happy to send things your way and explain processes more in depth as well.
Good. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Have a good day. Well, that was very interesting.
Doesn't that sound
a good start?
Talk about a helping hand. I mean, really, it's amazing.
Uh-huh. So this is...
This is all... organized by Florence Public Arts Committee, right?
Yes.
And how many cities are involved?
They kind of modeled theirs on some other cities, and I know
Lagos, the rotating
Lagos, Oswego was one that that what?
The rotating art
hasn't started yet.
Oh, okay.
No. She was referencing the art trail, you know, that ACFA is trying to set up, but...
I'm not sure what you asked.
Oh, I was talking about the rotating art where the city... Like we have the sea lion.
Well, I believe they have four pieces up now, or it's three pieces and then that one blank where the art didn't fit. So the three pieces I saw are on their bayfront. They're...
Oh.
Working front, waterfront place,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was inspired, so.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
All righty, well, let's move on here. We have also on the agenda about the, it's C2, the draft for a request for a proposal for the ambassador. And what is her name again?
Sherry.
All right, let me write that down. Sherry, so if we have questions, you will be noting them for Peggy and everything.
We haven't taken roll.
All righty, well,
let's... need roll call.
Yeah. Roll call. Well, let's see. So, Sherry, we have Bill Posner here.
Francis Van Wert. Oh, well, you heard me.
Mary Peterson.
We've got Scott up there on the wall. Scott.
Scott Knox.
And I'm Catherine. Mm-hmm. And you know Cynthia.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that's got it.
Okay, right. Thanks.
And absent, who do we have absent?
Well, absent would be Judy Mayhew and Tom Webb. Yep. Okay. So I'd like to spend some time with this RFP. And, you know, because there are some things that have really come up for me about this. And so I think it's good to, you know, just look through it, whether you want to do page by page or something overall. So does anyone on the committee, just for starts, have any comments or questions about the RFP and what page would you be on? you know, we're trying again to hone our RFPs to be better, more explanatory. You know, we've learned some lessons from the past. And
this says 50,000. Do we have 50,000? Or is that part of our budget that we might need to use for building a base for other sculptures? Or
I do not know that.
Where did that figure come from exactly?
So
page 4, right there.
Right. Funding allocation for this project. And Cynthia, I think that's a good question for Sherry to note. I don't know if this is our entire budget for 22-23. I have no idea.
It seems like I remember our entire budget being 65,000, but that would include everything.
Right, and we still have to work on the Eckstein sculptures, uh-huh. And we have other things we need to do too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so okay. Good question
maybe we can
there.
Clarify that.
on page 5, Sherry, under scope of work. You know, I understand about the design build project and then other considerations under 1 and 2. This is on page 5. The artisanship should include high construction value, structural surface soundness, resistance to theft, vandalism, weathering, excessive maintenance, and no hazard to public health, and so on. So I'm wondering if there is any way of fluffing up, emphasizing maybe number 2 about a real understanding of coastal weather.
Yeah.
Because even, you know, when we did our RFP, what's it been now? 5 years ago for Happiness Found, you know, about 5 years ago. And that's the one we selected. And
when we started seeing that nasty little rusting that's, you know, started happening in the joints of the characters and whatever, you know, the artist was surprised. He thought that, well, with the materials and the coating, okay, I don't want to belabor the point, but I'm just wondering about something else in number two. Yes.
I think we should have a 2A, and it'd say weather on the coast, and then an explanation. Rust, et cetera, high winds.
Salt.
Up to 90 miles an hour, that kind of thing. So
is it going to go on the same site, or is it going to be somewhere else?
No. That has not been totally determined yet.
Because if you put it on the same site, the same thing's going to happen again.
Not necessarily. Right.
But it wasn't stainless steel. It was just whatever materials people had given
him. And it had a lot of openings in it where
welded
the water...
together.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was also placed too close to the parking lot, so it was vulnerable to long trailer hitches, things of that nature. So
yeah, Public Works will, I guess, will have to measure and...
Or it might be in a different location in that park.
Right.
Hey, Catherine?
Yes.
Yeah, so the question I have kind of follows up. First off, Joe mentioned that she's going to pass over some information that their Public Works has already started. And I'm wondering, there's got to be boilerplate that Public Works uses when they do an RFP for coastal... maintainability or whatever you want to call it. And I'm wondering if we need to reach out to them and reuse their boilerplates.
Well, that's an interesting idea, Scott. I don't know. So will Peggy, Sherry, someone will find out if Public Works has their own RFP for things for here on the coast. Good idea. Right. Mm-hmm. So I have, let's go to page 6.
Good, Scott.
And for the next thing, under G, eligibility, down here, I won't read for all of you, but it's preferred the artists have experience.
I had something still on 5.
Oh, excuse me. Okay, back on page 5.
I'm sorry. On towards the bottom,
yes?
Number 1, phase 1 application, do we still want to say select up to 5 artists from the initial application group? Is that...
Up to 5 could be 2 or 3, even.
Right. Well, what I meant, do we want to raise it to 5?
Oh.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
Okay. Oh, you mean like raise it to 8 or 10? Or whatever.
But 5 is a good number?
This is like final. I just remember sorting through all those proposals.
Yep.
Okay.
So how does the committee feel? You think that we'll have enough to work with if we've got 5? That narrows down into the pool? You think 5 is okay? Do you want 6 or 7 or
8 or?
Well, I think that.
What if we ask Florence for some guidance?
Yeah, I think 5 is okay, but I don't like hard. Like, what if we just fell in love with 6?
All right.
Do we have the power to?
All right.
I mean, I don't know. You never know what's going to happen.
Well, we can figure this out.
Yeah. But 5 for right now, I'm okay.
We'll review submissions and select up to 5 artists from the initial applications. If we feel more comfortable saying a different number. Yes, Mary.
Catherine, it seemed to me that when we evaluated for Happiness Found, that we evaluated more than 5.
No. That's the final selection. From the original group, we're going to narrow it down to 5.
Right. I think this was
8.
So you think from the big Happiness Found, we narrowed it down to 8 or 9 or something?
Yeah, there were quite a few that we evaluated for the final, you know, actually giving them numerical values.
I think it was 5 because I think this is taken from that proposal. I think it's
right. I don't remember.
I think Peggy just moved it over.
Well, so do you want to say 10? Will that give us enough leeway of things?
Yeah, why don't we just change the number to 10?
Okay, up to 10.
Yes,
meaning
up to.
It can still be 5, yeah.
All right, now does that need to be, Sherry, does that need to be a vote by the committee to suggest up to 10 artists?
I don't know.
I don't either. Does everyone agree here and Scott about up to 10?
Sure.
That works for me.
Yeah, I think it gives us a little bit more flexibility.
Thank you. Yeah, I like that. Okay, so anyone else before we turn to page 6? Okay, I have concerns at the bottom of page 6, eligibility. Preferred artists have experience and ability to fabricate their own work. The artist has to provide liability, property damage, workers' comp insurance, et cetera. And then the artist has to obtain a City of Newport license. All right, before we get to the license, I'm wondering, I may have missed it, but we don't talk about scaffolding. And we have found from experience in other projects that scaffolding is a cost and a concern. And I think I need feedback, something in the words, is it the artist that has to provide the scaffolding? Is it the city?
Didn't we have to provide the scaffolding for Gary Hurd on top of everything else?
Well, I think you should use the word that the artist should arrange for all tools and materials needed to erect
install
sculpture. Arrange could be making a deal with the city.
Yeah, could be.
I mean, artist, all right, let's get these words to suggest for Peg. Artist should arrange,
need,
what
not,
else you
not
say?
Should, need to.
All right, artist
must.
What? Arrange.
To arrange, yeah.
Go on, Bill. Artist must arrange.
All tools and material and equipment.
To install.
To install the final art piece. I'm not
including scaffolding. Okay,
including scaffolding.
And
well,
cranes.
It could be anything.
It could be a crane. It
could be a helicopter. I don't know.
I
mean, it
know.
Depends.
And in fact, Happiness Found, didn't they have some kind of thing to set the pieces?
He brought it, yeah.
Uh-huh. And did we provide that or did he?
I think he arranged for the rental. He took care of it, but of a local.
To install the piece.
I think he rented it from a local company.
Right, rather than drive it all the way down from Hood River or wherever.
So scaffolding,
now is that
crane.
Not being a sculptor artist, but is that normal?
I have no idea.
I do not know.
We're asking
yes,
the artist to install the piece.
Instead of say arrange, how about artists must be responsible for all? For all of those, the tools, the materials, and the installation for the art piece.
Oh, it's
sounds good too.
I mean, that's just.
What do you think about the word responsible?
must arrange and be responsible.
And then, does that? What about a new base or a new, for the sculpture to be attached to?
Well, I think we should get together with Public Works. We should set the specifications of the base so it's not too big or too small. And then in the RFP, the bolt measurements or whatever, the base measurements is included, and they have to build their sculpture around that base. Because they can't come with an 18-foot piece and expect us to install it on a 4-foot base.
You've got a very good point there. Sherry, please put, what about this base thing all in caps or whatever, because you're all making a good point. Okay, so do you have enough about our things about there on eligibility and what the artist should be responsible for or range or?
I think I do. So what I took it saying was that you want the artist must arrange all tools and materials and equipment to install the final art piece. Were you saying, comma, including scaffolding? Do you want those words, or are you just saying ended
just,
at that
just
point?
Just end, I think.
Can you use scaffolding?
Cranes, I don't
comma,
know.
Comma, at all, or some kind of, as an example, scaffolding. Or whatever.
Like i.e. scaffolding and cranes.
Scaffolding.
Scaffolding, cranes, Yes.
But if you just say arrange, they can arrange for it, but and then charge
but then
the city
who pays for
it. So I think being responsible.
I agree with
that. They have to pay for those arrangements, and we don't pay for all of it.
Well, I agree with that, but it also says it's $50,000 for this project, so they'll have to.
I hear what you're saying, Francis.
I could make all the arrangements to have people come and do it and expect the city to pay for it.
All right, so must arrange and be responsible for the payment of.
There you go.
Well,
blah, 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 all the stuff.
It's fuzzy, so I could interpret that as, okay, I'll make all the arrangements, and then the city will pay.
Yeah, so you've got a good point. Yes, Bill?
We can back up to number D on page 3, 4. On page...
D, bottom of page 4?
Yes.
Or top of page 5?
It's actually 5.
Okay.
And within there, it says, with the fabrication of artwork, all aspects of installation. So it says $50,000 includes the artwork, all aspects of installation, mounting, mechanism, conveniences, apparatuses, and everything. So that is already stated.
That covers it.
Okay.
That they're responsible to do that under the $50,000 award. Is that, am I reading that?
To be part of, yes. And travel and everything, mounting, mechanisms, contrivances.
I mean, that pretty much says...
Oh, it doesn't say travel in there. You might want to include travel expenses.
It does say travel.
Oh, it does. Okay, there it is. I see it.
And the last sentence,
scaffolding.
But the total amount of funding allocated for this artwork shall not exceed $50,000.
Right.
So if they do a $20,000 sculpture and a scaffolding's $30,000, it's up to them.
Excuse me, Francis and I need to leave about 9:57. We both have other meetings that we have to get to. So we have to get through this pretty quickly. Not to rush you. Yeah, you won't have a quorum.
All right, Sherry has enough.
Right. One thing I'm questioning is if we have to construct a new base for this sculpture and it costs us $5,000 or $10,000.
I think we should.
What's our budget going to take that hit from?
Exactly. And that would, if that's outside the $50,000 for a base, yes.
I think that's a good point. Okay. I don't have an idea.
Before this gets sent out, we need to have a different kind of wording because every single proposal we got in for the rec center came in at $65,000.
Because that's what they knew they could use up to.
Yes. We need to have some other wording.
I don't know how to do that.
And I
don't either, but we need to look it up somewhere. I don't know what to do, but...
And whether it's on the bottom of page 4, up to $50,000. But I agree with you, Cynthia, because... And then other things were found. Oh, well, then this has to happen and so on. Okay, very quickly here.
Catherine, can I jump in?
Scott.
Something I didn't see, I might have just missed it, but what I did not see was a reference that our public works has some kind of an approval authority because we're responsible, our insurance is responsible, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And do we think that the city is got some oversight and an ability to say, you know, you have a shoddy design here, it's going to fall over and kill somebody and cost us thousands, whatever.
Okay. That's
you know what
good.
I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
How about collaboration and approval? Something like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because they're going to have to build the base.
Yeah.
Good
point. I don't know how to put it in there. I hadn't got that far, but I didn't see anything that said that. It just seems like our responsibility to make it.
Peggy and the staff.
Scott, that's really good. And our time here, still at the bottom of page 6, that the artist or team is required to obtain a City of Newport business license. How much does that cost? Sherry, off the top of your head, what's a business license?
$200 or $300.
Not much.
I don't think the initial business license is even that much. I think the...
Because that was an issue with some of our other artists.
I think it's like $250.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's much.
It's not exorbitant.
Okay,
yeah,
fine, because I know one of our other muralists. I'm concerned on page 10 under H, selection criteria, and number 7, proven capacity to deliver the project requirements on time and within budget. I'm on page 7 under H and number 7. We've had some issues before with artists about the capacity to deliver the requirements and within budget. We had it on the Newport mural. And so I think there needs to be more explicit, stronger wording there.
Well, if they supply references, then it's up to us to contact the references, right?
Yes.
Just like a job applicant.
Okay.
Payment, not until complete. I think that was an issue.
Yeah, I think you maybe give them something to start with for materials, but.
Yeah.
Because the particular artist on that mural got busy with other things and didn't do ours. Of course, I realized we had some weather that set in. This went on for months and months. And this business about the capacity to deliver what they say they're going to, I think, needs something.
We should we should contact other.
Fluff up.
Not to rush things, but I think the committee needs to vote on the Eckstein statue upkeep before
Cynthia's got to go.
Right, sorry. Yeah. Well, I'm not a voting member, but Frances is. So.
Right, and so I've looked this over carefully. Thank you, Cynthia, on that. I'm sorry you folks have to leave early, and then I don't see where he's talking about. I'm hoping he's talking about all three.
Eckstein,
it's not clear.
Sculptures.
Yeah. I know that's plural.
Right.
That's the only thing that I want to make sure he's looking at the pack and the two at the back.
Well, he does say here, one pressure and pack sculpture, then visual art sculpture.
That's
so
singular.
He's talking about two.
Pressure wash,
but
visual
doesn't
art.
Doesn't that seem a little excessive?
No, it says sculpture singular on that.
I know, but it's the first one says pressure washed pack sculpture.
Yeah, there's just one at the pack.
And then pressure washed visual art sculptor. So that's two.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but there's a third one.
There's two at the back.
Yeah.
Which is my question.
It should say sculptures at the back.
And he might come up with a different number.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a different price. I don't know.
But I'm questioning the price. I mean, that seems pretty excessive for maintenance.
Well, there's a lot that has to be done to these because
it's the only bid we got.
An expensive product.
Right.
Holy cow.
And how often will it have to be renewed?
If it says every 2 years.
He says here, recommend every 2 years.
We're going to be paying this amount every 2 years?
Probably not, is what we had talked about, or could be, if we keep it up.
I think we should leave a note at the end of this meeting for Peggy to research this to find out what the actual details are that you're concerned about and not vote on it yet.
Yeah, I would like to know if we're going to pay this amount every 2 years.
And one person had said that there were some places of rot and these needed to be stabilized. And am I missing it or is that even not talked about?
Okay, so unfortunately we have members who have to leave. We have questions, Sherry. We'll just have to talk with Peggy. Maybe we can, after some questions are answered, we can take an email vote.
Can he give some kind of an hourly estimate? Like how many hours is this going to take him? That's not on there. I mean, I'm glad we found someone to do it, and he has worked at our house painting. He does quality work. But I think
Right, and
I think the proposal could be filled out a bit.
Yeah, you're right.
Uh-huh.
I agree.
But we're in no way saying that he's not doing this. We just need, Sherry, a little bit more information.
And, this is our only hope. And you can does he realize there's actually two sculptures at the back?
Okay.
And you can do an email
to the gallery.
Okay, so anything else for the good of the order? Our next meeting is August 18. We'll pick up with some of these things and other topics. So we're adjourned.
Well, the Florence connection is very exciting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cindy.
Continue to have a wonderful summer.
I think we
should. Catherine, and you too.
Are we adjourned?
We're adjourned.
Yeah, because we won't have a quorum
anymore. I think we should meet twice a month. But.